9:30 on a Thursday morning gives me the opportunity to welcome back to the microphone the owner, the guy with his name on the front door, Brad Dunges from Dunges Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, Charlie.
It's a great day in the neighborhood.
Well, it's great to have you back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice to return to familiar ground. You know what I mean? It's just something that it feels like, in one sense, I kind of got out of the habit of getting up early in the morning. But it's, on the other hand, it's like I never left. You know, it's a great place to be.
I'm sure you've stayed busy.
I have stayed busy. That's for sure. But
it's a beautiful day in Bartlesville.
It's about the nightest middle of June, I recall. I think it's been a great middle of June. Yeah.
Great weather this week for OK Mozart.
Yeah.
And all the great events going on. Got three more big nights coming. And
Quartetto Gelato tonight.
Yeah, exciting. Great reprise of their stuff.
They were here about 10 years ago. I don't remember the exact year, but roughly 10 years ago. And people enjoyed them then, so come back and hear them tonight.
Well, I've been to a few events and heard great things about the festival this year.
So excellent. It's 35th year.
I know. It's a spectacular event for Bartlesville and so much going on here.
Thanks to Ransom Wilson and Nan Buhlinger for having a dream.
Thank you. Give a shout out to them and to Solisti New York Orchestra and all our old friends up there. The tradition continues. It's evolved and changed, but for 35 years, it's such a big part of the culture here in Bartlesville and a summer tradition where we celebrate the music.
Absolutely, and that's for this week and what it's all about.
That's right.
But I'll tell you, the great buys continue at Dunges Family of Autos.
You know, you're right, Charlie. It's been an incredible June so far. We were off to a great start, have a lot of great deals, great American sales events going on for Ford. You've probably seen their advertising for that. We've got great deals on Toyotas and Lincolns also. It's been a theme all recently a lot about the used cars really being a big deal. I've been seeing a lot in the industry press about growing used car market and what's happening there. And, you know, we see more and more technology in the new vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, it is pushing up some of the prices on especially the higher end vehicles. And, you know, people are wanting that technology, but it's at a premium in a new vehicle. So a lot of times they're looking for a slightly used vehicle that has that technology, maybe a couple years older, but at that high trim level. And with all the tech stuff, because it is really attractive to people now. We're seeing those kinds of, the features of vehicles really being what are driving the people's conversion to different vehicles.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, that when you drive the vehicle off the lot, it immediately takes a pretty good depreciation, but you also got that brand new vehicle.
It's great, and the incentives help and all that. But used cars are a great deal, too. It is a part of our business, and the ebb and flow of that's always something we've got to stay on top of. But, right now we're definitely looking for used cars.
Okay.
I mean, that's something that I want to lead off with. If you've got a used car, no matter what it is, we're definitely buying. And you can go right on our website, get a free no-obligation evaluation started there. It'll give you a really good idea of what your vehicle's worth. It's just a starting point, though. We'd like you to bring the vehicle in so we can look at it and confirm that. A lot of times we can do better than what the website Trade-In Valet tool is going to do for you. That is a third-party trade evaluation tool. So it's actually people out there, those are real cash offers on the vehicles. So that's not a, it's not just a what if. It's a real offer, but it is conditional on the vehicle.
Sure.
And like I said, a lot of times when we go ahead and inspect them, they're worth even more than that. Our vehicles around this part of the country, a lot of times we end up with really great used cars.
Having moved back to the part of the country where you see more salt on the roadway because winters are more severe there, I realize that, you know, I'm bringing something in that all the time that I've owned it has not had that kind of treatment.
Our climate, on one hand, is hard on vehicles.
Sure.
We have a lot of temperatures extremes, a lot of dust, things like this sometimes. But the truth is we don't have a lot of ice. I mean, a lot of salt on the roads typically, so rusting isn't as big an issue. People in Bartlesville tend to take care of their cars pretty well. They're pretty well maintained. They don't end up with a lot of miles on them a lot of times. Sometimes they use them up pretty well, but putting, you know, if you live and stay in Bartlesville, you just don't put that many miles on your car. So we end up with some great used cars that are, you know, 10 or even older, 10 years or older that don't have many miles.
Yeah.
And, great condition.
The highway miles that we do get are not rough highway miles in general, because most of the places around the state, the roadways are pretty well maintained.
And then with our great deal on the oil change, we see a lot of these cars going through for their maintenance. And that's so we really love to buy those because we know how they've been maintained. We're inspecting the vehicle every few months. And it really, we got the service history on the vehicle. So those are really easy to sell.
And, of course, so whether you're talking Ford or Lincoln or Toyota, all of those vehicles, to extend over many other brands, hold their resale value very well, particularly Toyota and Lincoln.
Yeah, no, that is true. They're wonderful with that. And that's one thing you do want to look when you're shopping for a car is what's the likelihood of the vehicle to hold its value. And that is a strength Toyota has for sure. That's really going to affect your resale on the vehicle when you're looking to trade it back in. Mm-hmm. They are depreciable assets, so that's one of those things we try to work with our customers to try to get you to purchase the vehicle the best way. I mean, a lot of times you'll see ads with really low payments, and sometimes those terms are being stretched out now to 84 months, and terms that are just really too long probably to be, making a payment on a car. Unless you have to. I mean,
sure.
Obviously you can be in positions where that makes sense. But, anytime you can shorten the term and get into equity on a vehicle that's going to be depreciating in value over time anyway. They're not investments that are likely to go up in value.
It just makes sense.
We use them up, and obviously they're tools. And so we like to, think about the whole use of your vehicle. That's why we do the 995 oil change. That's why we do our Tires for Life program. So that you're really comfortable with what it's going to cost you to drive your car over time and through the whole ownership of your vehicle.
But you're right. Of course, cars in general last a whole lot longer than they ever have before.
Well, that's true.
People are driving cars 150, 200,000 or more miles before it's used up.
Yeah, and we're seeing that too, where cars that used to be we would have automatically wholesaled because they had too many miles now are great for our lot. And, we do sell a lot of those now through our retail stream that we used to take to auction that would just because they have miles doesn't mean that they're not necessarily a well-maintained quality vehicle that's got a lot of life left.
With what's going on in and around Bartlesville this summer, I have no doubt you're going to be showing off a lot of those cars at events downtown and everywhere else.
Yeah,
you'll take the 2019s and the new 2020s.
And take some new stuff and definitely have, we talked a few weeks ago with our friends at the Young Professionals about Hot Street Party coming up.
Yeah.
It's a big event, and we've got another of our friends, Anna Short, here. Hello. Say hi, Anna.
Hi. How's everybody doing today?
Good day.
Welcome to Car Talk. And we love to talk about the Hot Street Party and have you guys in from the Young Professionals because you know what's going on in Bartlesville.
Yeah. Pretty excited to get this one going. Of course, thank you for supporting us. We could not have this event without you guys.
It's a lot of fun.
It is fun.
That's our whole thing. With the Young Professionals, we're all about having fun with you guys.
Yes.
I don't think I'm being uncomplimentary to anybody when I say Bartlesville likes to have fun.
Yes, yeah. That is very true. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
And this event's been going on now for a long time. And
yeah,
it's a
this
big
is
party.
The 16th annual Hot Street Party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're having to move it downtown to the Chamber of Commerce while Unity Square is being built.
Uh-huh.
We're super excited to have it back at Unity Square next year.
I was going to say, locations have changed around those 16 years and the events that have gone on, but we've had that party for 16 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
16 years of, I guess we know how to throw a good party.
Thank you, Jones Ahested, and some of the other people that got it started.
Yeah. Well, tell us about what's going to happen this year and what we have in store for everybody. It's next Friday night,
from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
6 to 10. Down by the old train station, by the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep. So we're going to have Usual Suspects come out and play for us. And we also have some performances from Top Flight Athletics and Phillips 66 Gymnastics is going to come out. Stage Art Dance is going to come out. And Everett Kids. So we'll have some fun little things going on before the band kicks off. Some great food trucks. Three Kids and a Cake is going to open up for us. If you haven't gone to Three Kids and a Cake, you have to go.
Yep.
They're so good. I love them. and then Andolini's Pizza and Spastic Cow. So it's going to be awesome. We're pretty pumped about it. Have a couple of games, cornhole tournament, a pong tournament.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Excellent.
Really
and we
excited.
Are going to bring some cars out. We'll bring out, I'm not sure quite yet what we'll take, but we'll find something that's fresh and hot and a few different flavors of things. Bring some Toyota, Ford, and a Lincoln probably, or maybe. And we're looking at some prizes we can give away and some,
oh, fun.
Some
awesome.
Stuff like a, I think we'll have a little pond where you can pull out things and potentially win some oil changes and stuff. So be sure Sweet. To come by our booth there and check
front
things
and center,
out.
Right by the stage.
Yeah, we'll be right by the stage. So come check out all the cars. What we like to do is, you know, they're not about selling stuff, but this is a chance to come ask questions sure. about the technology. We'll have a few of our sales associates out there that are trained on the product and they just want to answer your questions. If you have questions about the safety stuff that's coming on cars, oh, there's great technology now where the, you know, the car really helps you drive safer and can assist humans from making mistakes. And, you know, I think that's really made a big difference in the business in the last couple of years, and it's getting better and better, that technology.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of great entertainment technology, too, in ways that the car and your the rest of your life kind of come together through the your phone.
Right.
But really apps and different tools that help you, you know, drive your car safer, get to where you want to go, find, you know, gas when you're in on the road. We also now are seeing the cars begin to communicate with the manufacturer. This is really fascinating stuff where and it'll be the bridge really to the way the transportation infrastructure of the future probably works, where cars have to talk to other cars and to streetlights and things in order to navigate. If cars are driving themselves, else would they do it?
And, I mean,
you know, so we're a long ways from that. But already now, Toyota and Toyotas, if your check engine light comes on and you've got this stuff technology, Toyota knows it when the light comes on. They have the code. We don't have to read the code anymore from these code readers. We get it when you know you've got a problem. Then we're ready when you get to the dealership to help you solve your problem. This has so much potential in being able to make the use of the vehicle better for people. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know it's a little bit spooky, kind of, this new connectivity, and you know, it's Big Brother sort of in a way, it seems like to me, but you know, truthfully, I mean, I think, you know, from what I see, they're using it in the right way. It isn't a marketing tool. It's a way to connect things and make your vehicle work better.
My wife had our granddaughter in the car with us the other day. She was going to a family reunion, and she also had, of course, the navigation turned on because mm-hmm. he hadn't been to this particular park in a long time. And with the granddaughter in the car, you know, she said, "Your car is just like Alexa." because the three-year-old knows how to tell Alexa to turn the lights on, you know.
Uh-huh, that's
right. But it's just nice to see that integration in there. And, of course, if you're going to be answering questions, and Toyota does things differently than Ford, which is slightly different from how Lincoln does things. And it's nice that you're going to have specialists down there that can answer questions yeah. on how things interface differently but yet get the same job done.
Thankfully, all that is starting to kind of come together with Apple CarPlay, with Android Auto and this stuff, which now are available on, you know, through the car. Both Toyota and Ford still have their Intune and Sync products, mm-hmm. which are kind of connect to that and are part of that. But the whole, you can also now use your flavor if you like that. And so it's becoming more flexible, I mm-hmm. think, and better from a consumer point of view. Like everything in the world in this digital age where, you know, everything's just being rebuilt around this kind of stuff. And we're doing it in the car business all the time, trying to adapt our sales processes and what we do to sell cars and make it easier for people to engage with us all the time.
And that's what it's all about, make it easier and a more efficient, more fun driving experience.
That's right. That's right, Charlie. So other stuff coming up. We've got a big summer of baseball still underway.
Yeah.
Lots of big things going
Indians
on.
Indians have been out of town the last couple of nights.
I know. It's been slow, but they'll make it back eventually. I'm not sure of the schedule.
I don't have it in front of me. I wouldn't want to quote it from memory.
We won't go there. But anyway, great stuff there. And with OK Mozart this week, you've got plenty to do around.
Sure,
there,
so. Exactly. But I don't. We just started talking about the hot street party. I'm not sure we actually got the date out there.
Finished. It
It's June 21st, so next Friday, from 6 to 10. And our beneficiary this year is going to be Green Country Free Clinic. So it's an awesome organization, does a lot for the community. Uh-huh. We're super excited to help them get the supplies they need, get what they need to do what they do for everybody.
That's excellent. And the Hot Street Party is an event that the proceeds for it all do go to a charity 100%. Every year. You guys have done some great stuff through the years. I know you've got a project at the Unity Square you guys have helped fund.
Last year's Hot Street Party, we are funding the interactive kind of like musical thing made out of metal. Like kids can go up and play and it'll make all these great sounds. Kids love. We took my son to the Children's Museum in Phoenix and they kind of had the same setup and he just had a blast. He just went through banging on stuff because that's what kids love to do. Just hit stuff and make a lot of noise. So.
And I'm not sure it's in the immediate, but I know they have talked about integrating some light with that as well so that as you're making those sounds, you get the, if I were using an old 70s term, a light organ going with it. That's so that you not only are getting the auditory experience, but the visual and everything else going with it as well.
That's awesome. I'm super pumped.
Yeah.
My daughter's going to be one next week, so she's going to have a ton of fun there. And my son, like I said, is four, so we'll probably be there all the time.
I encourage that. That would be good. What else is going on with the YPs? You guys are, I mean, as individuals, you are well connected in nearly everything going on.
Pretty much. So last Friday, we had our big social to kind of bring in some of the interns from ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, kind of get us all mushed together and all the rest of the organizations around town.
That's one thing you really do is help connect people that might be new to the community, that are brought here by for jobs, and help them connect to
Bartlesville. And help them stay. So that's one of our main things with the interns is we try to do a lot of things over the summer that they can see that Bartlesville is more than just a small town in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We have all these things, all these people that they probably didn't even know about. I mean, I'm from Mississippi. I had no idea Bartlesville even existed when I first came over here.
That's okay. We don't know too much about Biloxi either. It's okay.
So it's pretty cool how we can come up with all these different things that get people to want to come.
Didn't realize that Pascagoula was a real place other than something in a song,
Right? So,
that's great. Yeah. So you guys do always have stuff going on. And I know lots of events to involve people. So is there other stuff coming up? Have you got some?
So we have a
planned
social coming up this summer. It's going to be like a pool party. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like the same thing, bringing people around, get to know everybody on a less professional level to where you can see that not everybody is, suit and tie and ready for work. And like we can have fun and we have a good time. Bring your kids because it'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then we have a few more events that are planned on the social level. No official dates yet, but we're still working on getting some things going.
How do they get more information on your calendar and stuff going on at Young Professionals?
So we have our Facebook page. Okay. It's Young Professionals of Bartlesville. That's usually where we post all of our events. And then just word of mouth. And at Phillips and Conoco, we send out a newsletter to the interns and the new hires to get their awareness up. And, word of mouth is everything. And, of course, this helps a lot.
Well, we're glad to have you in here and definitely excited about the Hot Street Party next Friday night.
Yeah, so pumped.
Yeah. And run through the entertainment again because there's some great bands.
To get us kicked off, Top Flight Athletics is going to go, Stage Art Dance, Everett Kids is another dance studio here in town, and Phillips 66 Gymnastics is going to come out and show us a routine. And then Usual Suspects was our headliner.
Right.
They'll be performing from 6 to 9.
They've been around long enough. I think nearly everybody's seen them two or three times. But because they've been around and they are a local band, we see them every place and we're friends with them.
Yeah,
they have a great following and they play some music we all know. So.
They're going to bring a bunch of people out and we're super pumped to have that. And we have a bunch of food trucks coming out.
And beer, I heard.
Yes. So we'll be selling beer cups, $25.
Okay.
As much as you can safely consume
Would these be craft breweries, or are you going with one of the big names? Or
normal, like everyday, Bud Light, Coors Light, and then an FPA. I'm not a beer connoisseur, so I couldn't tell you all the good stuff about it.
Would that be an IPA?
IPA, yes.
India Pale Ale, okay.
Yes. So that's going
to
be...
A little bit more on the hoppy side as opposed to something on the malty side.
I am not a beer person.
No.
I save that for my husband.
That's okay.
All right, it's not for everyone.
Yes.
Some people will be interested in that.
Yes,
I'm sure.
They love it.
My son brews. He's always got something going that he's somewhere in the process of.
It's amazing how that has grown to be such a culture lately. Uh-huh.
I grew up in a wine family. My grandfather's family in Italy was in the wine business, and so he brought all that. And Dad always had some wine going all summer long. And so I guess Aaron kind of picked something of that. Out of he didn't want to do wine, but he likes to do beer. So, whatever.
That's good. It's one of those things you can do at home.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Keep you at home.
Yeah. Well, great. It's good to have you back here, Charlie, and to the radio show. I mean, we did many of these through the years. And
tried to keep people not only informed about what's going on in their community, like the young professionals and other local nonprofit organizations, whether it's OKM Music or Price Tower, and also, of course, it is Car Talk.
Yes, right.
We try to get people good tips on how to maintain what they're driving, but some ideas
on
choices
for next year.
Take care
of your car, get the most for your trade-in. Those are subjects we really like to deal with. You know, another thing that comes up a lot anymore when we're working with our customers is the certification programs and how different types of certification and what kinds of protection there are on vehicles, because as they get this technology we were talking about earlier, the things like computers do have they do break occasionally, and with computers being more and more involved in vehicles, processors and things can fail at different times, and so having some kind of warranty is really important. I think that's a benefit of a new car that we didn't mention before. That does come obviously with the manufacturer warranty,
and you also offer third-party warranties.
Have a Dungis extension or a wrap around the manufacturer's warranty, where we offer it no additional charge to you on all new vehicles you purchase at Dungis, a Ford, a Lincoln, or a Toyota, a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So that at no additional cost to you, and that's on every new vehicle. And so that should cover all the big stuff that's involved in the powertrain itself, which is going to have computers and things pushing it also. Then also there's certified programs for used vehicles. There's manufacturer programs, which are, for us, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln. They vary just a little bit. But essentially, they're going to, most of them will extend the manufacturer warranty for a period. Toyota actually does for a year, and then it extends out to the rest of the period, 7-100, from the mileage that you start at. So this is a new change with Toyota certification. Okay. So rather than 100,000 miles, if that's the warranty you have, starting at the original in-service date, it starts with your purchase mileage. So it'll actually give you more coverage on the Toyotas than you used to get. Ford and Lincoln also have great programs. The Lincoln certification is outstanding because it pretty much takes the base manufacturer warranty on a new vehicle and takes it out all the way to the 7-100 length, and that's a great thing to consider, especially if you keep your vehicles over several years and are not trading every couple of years. You know, we see both types of customers a lot, and if you're going to keep your car over outside of the manufacturer warranty, I think it's just a good idea to understand those things and look at it each time. When you're making that decision about, not just the purchase, of course, but it's the ownership of the whole vehicle for however long you're going to have it.
And I know we haven't talked about it this last few weeks, but over the course of this program, we've talked about different things that when you consider cost of ownership of a vehicle, things like Toyota Care, where you're not buying that initial service, the oil changes, sort of thing, that changes the cost of ownership of a vehicle and how you make those decisions.
That's right, sometimes those things aren't always that visible. So that's something we need to help you understand. There's a program you just reminded me of with Ford now, where you get some additional free maintenance if you sign up for the new Ford and Lincoln Rewards program. So there's an actual mileage program with an airline company. We have rewards programs with Ford and Lincoln now, And if you sign up for that when you make the vehicle purchase, you're going to get the first couple oil changes for free, which like on a diesel or sure. a synthetic oil change vehicle, that can be a great savings. So that's something that's new just this summer.
Okay, so again, the manufacturers are always adding something that changes the equation on what you think of brand X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm. And the incentives, of course, are more complex than ever. There's all kinds of affinity programs, and you know, you mentioned the young professionals and their employees at ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66. You know, both those companies are partners with Ford and have X-Plan programs where you get special purchase pricing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you're a member maybe of American Quarter Horse Association, you might get a special rebate. There's all kinds of stuff like that. So, sometimes it's hard
I think it's still going on, but I know Ford at one, I'll say the last time I heard the commercial, I think it's $750 now for military first responders.
It may have gone back to $500, but there is a rebate for the military and first responders. I think we always have the $500 going pretty much now.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
And, but there's things like that. There's the college grad rebates. That's something that we have, especially this time of year. I mentioned to everybody that if you are a recent graduate of college, or I think if you're even graduating next year at this point, you can, with your transcript, get those rebates. Both Ford and Toyota offer those. There's all kinds of stuff like that, so be sure to ask your sales associate about that, and they can help you get the very best deal for your car.
Speaking of getting a good deal for a car, this is a time of year when you might want to have that air conditioner cool the car down before you take that test drive. So set up an appointment. Let them know you're coming.
That's right. We've got some new specials we're just deploying up on our website, so check those out. One of them is an AC recharge program with some Freon, and there's an oil change special and some other stuff up there, so be sure to check that out. And other stuff coming on service pretty soon here is a great new tool we're going to have where you can actually get on the wait list by checking in before you arrive at the dealership. That's been one of the issues we've struggled with the 995 program. While it's been great for business and for many of our customers, at times we get so many people at once that it's really hard to manage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last couple of years we've tried to weave in appointments and that's a hard, volatile mix to have appointments and high volume. Truth is, I think there's a better way to do it. This will allow you to put your name in line, say, hey, and look at online or at an app on your phone and see what the actual wait is. Mm-hmm. Pretty accurately. We've been testing it the last few days, and it's accurate to a few minutes at this point.
Okay.
And so you'll be able to see, okay, now at Ford, it's a 10-minute wait. It's an hour at Toyota. I can put myself in line. I know I need to be there in an hour, and they'll be able to start my work pretty quick. You'll also see your name in line in the lounge, so you know where you stand as we're working on your vehicle in service, too. So once you're waiting, you're in line, you're in service, you can see where your status is. Mm-hmm. And then it'll also notify when you're done through the app. So
that's handy.
We get so many calls. And frankly, you know, our advisors have people in front of them all the time. And so it's hard on the service drive to handle the phone and someone in front of you. And the people who answer the phone, Carmen does a great job of managing that. And we all deliver messages to our advisors, believe me. But the truth is, being able to communicate this, what the wait time is, what the status of the vehicle is, and when it's ready, without having to even pick up the phone is going to make a radical difference for us.
It appears on the app, or you get a text, or however it works internally. Yeah, that would be great because I'm not calling from work to saying, am I done yet?
Yeah.
I went home. Can you come pick me?
Tell by my voice how excited I am about it. No, we've been working on that this week and testing it out, and it's real close. We'll make sure it's working well right when we launch it. But pretty soon here, we'll launch that in the next few days, and it'll be real exciting for us. We're real pleased, and hopefully it'll make it much easier to do business with us.
Okay. Hot Street Party coming up next weekend?
Next Friday, June 21st.
Plus, we start at
6 o'clock.
I wanted you to say it because I wasn't 100% sure. 6 o'clock out in front of the Chamber Depot.
Yep.
Come see us down there.
Super fun.
Usual suspects and a lot of good fun and food.
Lots of food. That's the best part.
And top cars.
My favorite part.
Come see some cars. We're not going to say what's there yet, but it will be something worth your time and effort. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning on AM 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.